This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of August 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have now been heard. At last the day this most elevated confluence age has come, when you become the most elevated human beings. Question. What corrupt activity, which is connected with winning and losing, makes human beings unhappy? Answer. Gambling. Many people have the habit of gambling. This activity is corrupt, because when someone loses, there is sorrow, and when he wins, there is happiness. The father has given you children orders. Children, perform divine acts. Don't perform any acts that waste your time. Constantly make effort to gain infinite victory. Song. At last the day has come for which we had been waiting. Om Shanti. Double Om Shanti. You children have to say Om Shanti, and here it is double Om Shanti. The Supreme Soul says Om Shanti, and this Dada says Om Shanti. You children also say, we souls are embodiments of peace. We are residents of the land of peace. We have come into this physical world to play our parts. Souls have forgotten these things. At last the day has definitely come when you have been heard. What has been heard? You say, Baba, remove our sorrow and give us happiness. All human beings like peace and happiness. The Father is the Lord of the poor. At this time, Barrett is completely poor. You children know that you were very wealthy. Only you Brahmin children know this. All the rest are in the jungle. You children have faith, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You know that that one is Sri Sri, and that his directions are the most elevated of all. These are God's versions. People chant the name Rama, Rama, in such a way that it's like a harmonium playing. However, Rama was the king of the Silver Age. He was praised a great deal. He only had 14 degrees, 2 degrees less. It is also sung of him, as was King Rama, so the subjects of Rama. You are those who become wealthy. Lakshmi and Narayan would be wealthier than Rama. King is said to be a bestower, a provider of food. The father too is the bestower. He gives you everything. He makes you children into the masters of the world. There is nothing lacking there for which you would have to commit sin. There is no mention of sin there. For half a cycle, it is a divine kingdom, and for the other half, it is a devilish kingdom. Devils are those who have body consciousness and the five vices. You have now come to the boatman and the master of the garden. You know that you are sitting directly in front of him. You children even forget this while you are sitting here. You should listen to what God says. First, he gives Srimat in order to make you into the most elevated souls of all. Therefore, you have to follow his directions. First and foremost direction he gives is become soul conscious. Baba is teaching us souls. Remember this very firmly. If you remember these words, your boat can go across. It has been explained to you children that only you take 84 births, that only you become Satupratan from Tamopratan. The world is impure and unhappy. Heaven is called the land of happiness. You children know that Shiv Baba, God, is teaching us. We are his students. He is the father and also the teacher. Therefore you should study well. Divine activity is also needed. Do not do anything corrupt. Gambling is included in corrupt actions. That too causes sorrow. When someone loses, he experiences sorrow, and when he wins, he becomes happy. You children have now been completely defeated by Maya. This is an unlimited play of victory and defeat. You have been completely defeated by Ravan, the five vices, and you now have to conquer them. You were defeated by Maya. You children are now about to gain victory over her. You now have to give up gambling, etc. You should now pay full attention to gaining infinite victory. Don't perform any such activity. Don't waste your time. Make effort to gain infinite victory. The one who inspires you to do this is the powerful Father. He is the almighty authority. It has also been explained that it isn't just the Father who is the almighty authority. Ravan is also an almighty authority. For half a cycle, it is the kingdom of Rama, and for the other half, it is the kingdom of Ravan. You are now conquering Ravan. You now have to renounce everything limited and become busy in the unlimited. The boatman has come. At last the day has come. Your call has been heard by the highest on high Father. The Father says, children, you have been stumbling a great deal for half a cycle. You have become impure. Pure Bharat was Shivalay. You used to live in Shivalay, and you are now in a brothel. You worship those who lived in Shivalay. Here there is so much chaos caused by all the innumerable religions. The Father says, I destroy them all. Every one of them has to be destroyed. None of the other founders of religions destroys anything. They are not even gurus. They can't grant salvation. Only through this knowledge can there be salvation. The bestower of salvation for all. The ocean of knowledge is only the one Father. Note these words very carefully. There are many who listen to everything here, but as soon as they go outside, they leave everything here. It is just like a baby in the jail of a womb who says, I won't commit any sin. However, as soon as he comes out, he leaves behind the promises he made. As soon as the child grows up, he begins to commit sin. He uses the sword of lust. In the Golden Age, even a womb is like a palace. Therefore, the Father sits here and explains, at last the day has come. Which day? That of the most elevated confluence age, which no one knows about. You children feel that you are becoming the most elevated human beings. We were the highest on high beings when it was the most elevated religion. Even our actions were the most elevated of all. There was no kingdom of Ravan there. At last the day has come when the Father has come to teach us. He is the purifier. Therefore you should follow the Srimat of such a father. It is now the end of the Iron Age. A little time is needed to become pure. The age of retirement is said to be after the age of 60. Then, as soon as someone becomes 60, he needs a stick. Look at people of today. Even when they are 80 years old, they don't give up vice. The father says, I enter this one's body in his stage of retirement and explain to him. It is souls who become pure and go across. It is souls who fly. The wings of souls are now cut off and so they cannot fly. Ravan has cut off those wings. They have become impure. Not a single soul can return home. First of all, the Supreme Father goes back. It is said, the procession of Shiva. There is no procession of Shankar. All of us children follow the Father. Baba has come to take us back. He will not take us back together with our bodies. All souls are impure. They cannot return home until they become pure. When there was purity, there was also peace and prosperity. Only you who belong to the original eternal deity religion were there. Now that there are those of all the other religions, deityism doesn't exist anymore. This is called the Kalpa tree. This tree is compared to a banyan tree. Just as that tree has no trunk, but the rest of the tree still stands. In the same way, the foundation of the deity religion doesn't exist, but the rest of the tree still exists. It definitely did exist, but it has now disappeared. This will then repeat. The father says, I have come once again to establish the one religion and to have all the other religions destroyed. Otherwise, how would the world cycle turn? It is said the history and geography of the world repeat. This world is now old, and that new world has to repeat. This old world will change, and that new world will be established. It is this Bharat that becomes new and old. It is said that Paristan, the land of angels, used to be on the banks of the river Jamuna. Baba says, by sitting on the pyre of lust, you have become the residence of this graveyard. You are now being made into the residence of Paristan. Sri Krishna is called the ugly and beautiful one. Why? This doesn't enter anyone's intellects. Their names, Radha and Krishna, are very good. They are the princess and prince of that new world. The father says, by everyone sitting on the pyre of lust, the world has become iron-aged. It has been remembered that the children of the ocean burnt away on the pyre of lust. The Father is now raining this knowledge on you all. You will then all go to the Golden Age. It is now the Confluence Age. You are receiving the donation of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, with which you become wealthy. Each of these jewels is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. Those people believe that the versions of the scriptures are worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You children are becoming multi-millionaires through this study. This is your source of income. You are imbibing the jewels of this knowledge and also filling your aprons. Those people then say to Shankar, O great deity, Mahadev, fill our aprons. They have accused Shankar of so many things. Brahma and Vishnu play their parts here. You know that there are 84 births for Vishnu and that there are also 84 births for Lakshmi and Narayan. You also say this for Brahma. The father sits here and explains what is right and what is wrong, and also what part Brahma and Vishnu play. You were deities. You went around the cycle and have become Brahmins. You are now becoming deities again. Your whole parts are performed here. You see the fun and games of paradise. Paradise doesn't exist here now. Mira used to dance, but all of that is called visions. There is so much respect for her. She had a vision in which she was dancing with Sri Krishna, but so what? She didn't go to heaven. It is only at the confluence age that liberation and salvation can be received. You now understand this most auspicious confluence age. We are now becoming deities from human beings through Baba. You also need to have this knowledge of the variety form image. They keep pictures of them, but they don't understand anything. The names Akasur and Bakasur, names of the devils mentioned in the scriptures, belong to the confluence age. There is also the name Bhasmasur, the devil who burnt himself to death. He burnt away by sitting on the pyre of lust. The father says, I now enable you all to sit on the pyre of this knowledge once again, and I then take you back home. All souls are brothers. They say the Hindus and the Chinese are brothers. The Hindus and the Muslims are brothers. But even those brothers are now fighting amongst themselves. It is souls who perform actions. A soul fights with his body. Sins are accumulated by souls, and this is why it is said, a sinful soul. The father sits here and explains with so much love. Both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba have the right to say, child, child. The father, through Dada, says, O children, you do understand that you souls come here and play your parts, and that the father comes at the end to purify everyone and take them back with him. Only the father comes and gives this knowledge. He has to come here. People also celebrate the birth of Shiva. After the birth of Shiva, there is the birth of Krishna. Sri Krishna then becomes Sri Narayan. Now, at the end, having gone around the cycle, he has become ugly, impure. The father comes again and makes him beautiful. You Brahmins are now becoming deities. You will then come down the ladder. This calculation of 84 births is not in the intellect of anyone else. Only the father can explain to you children. you heard in the song. At last the devotees have been heard. They call out, O God, come and grant us the fruit of our devotion. Devotion doesn't give you any fruit. It is God who gives fruit. He makes devotees into deities. You have done a great deal of devotion. You are the first ones who worshipped Shiva. You feel that those who understand these aspects very well belong to your clan. If it doesn't sit in someone's intellect, you can understand that that one came later and hasn't done very much devotion. He will not come here early either. This is the calculation. Those who have done a great deal of devotion will receive a lot of fruit. Less devotion, less fruit. They cannot experience the full fruit of heaven because they didn't worship Shiva from the beginning. Your intellects are now working. Baba continues to explain in different ways to you. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Fill your apron with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, each one of which is worth multi-millions. Let your intellect imbibe this knowledge and then donate it to others. 2. Fully follow the elevated directions of Sri Sri in order to make yourself Satipatthana. Make full effort to become soul conscious. Blessing. May you have pure intentions and elevated wishes for all souls. Become a holy swan with a swan intellect. To have a swan intellect means constantly to have pure and elevated thoughts for all souls. First of all, discern the intentions of all souls, then understand them. Do not let your intellect have any impure or ordinary intentions for any soul. Those who constantly have pure intentions and pure wishes are holy swans. When they see or hear anything non-benevolent of any soul, they will transform that non-benevolence with their attitude of benevolence. Their vision for every soul will be elevated, pure and loving. Slogan: Become such a Ganges of love that the Father, the ocean of love, is visible through you. Aviat signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Some devotee souls want to become merged in God's love, and some want to become merged in the light. Give in a second such souls the Father's introduction, the Father's praise, and the attainments that you receive from him. Then let souls experience the stage of being lost in love. When you remain lost in love, you are easily able to understand the secret of becoming merged. Om Shanti.